typically, when we think of inner child work, we think of revisiting trauma. Let's be real, right? You think of going back in the past and seeing those old scenes of things that you've experienced, feeling those old feelings that you had experienced, and just re-traumatizing yourself. And so when I tell clients and encourage clients to engage in inner child work, there is a lot of pushback, there is a lot of fear, there is a lot of apprehension, there is a lot of, no sis, not doing that. I can do anything else you tell me to do, but that one right there, not for me. So let me tell you how you can engage in inner child work without having to revisit the past, without having to re-traumatize yourself, without having to feel those old feelings. Are you ready? Okay, so here's what you can do. Get yourself into a comfortable position, okay? And you can do this eyes open or eyes closed, but get yourself into a comfortable position and just take yourself to a place that you find beautiful in your mind. And the thing about your beautiful mind is that you can do this completely, even if the place that you're in doesn't feel or look beautiful at all. Take yourself to a beautiful place and see your inner child come and sit with you. Now, at this point, your amazing mind will bring whichever inner child it feels you need in that moment. And as you're there with your inner child in that beautiful place, ask her what she wants you to do today. Now, I know it sounds weird, like, okay, am I engaging with a different part of myself? What is this? Seriously, when you ask her what she would like to do today, you'll be surprised. You'll see that you get to connect and engage with a part of you that you probably have lost touch with. You get to reconnect with that creative, innocent, just carefree side. So don't be surprised if she says she wants to frolic in the meadows, or if she wants to go for a walk, or if she says she wants to do some finger painting, or if she says that she would like to do some coloring, and not that adult coloring that's really intricate. She wants to do the whole outside of the lines, messy, just free from abandon kind of coloring. So this is a beautiful way to connect with your inner child in a way that you get to do what she wants. You get to see what she wants. You get to connect with what she wants, which is also what you at your very deepest core would love too. But you know, adults, we get all up in our head and so we aren't allowed to do certain things. But you know, when you get connected with that inner child of yours, you connect with a really beautiful part of you. And that's how you can do inner child work without having to do inner child work. I hope you find that useful. Tell me how it goes in the comments.